We begin the current daf Masechet Sukkah, daf Mem Vav. We begin on the bottom line, the last word on daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had a three-way machlokes regarding what is the halacha for brachas throughout the Yom Tov Sukkahs on the yeshiva of Sukkah and the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Now, one of the opinions was that of Rabbi Bava Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said the Sukkah is Shiva. You make the bracha all 7 days of Sukkahs when you're sitting in the Sukkah. However, the bracha on the Lulav is only one day. And he explained, the Gemara explained the reason, is because the mitzvah of Sukkah is biblical. But Sukkah is Teshuva Shavas Yamim. Therefore, you make the bracha all 7 days. The mitzvah of Lulav is only midaraisa one day, not in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Lekach Melechem B'yim HaRishon. The rest of the days are only rabbinic, which is Hazeich HaMikdash. And therefore, you only make on the deraisa, which is the first day, but the rest of the days you don't make the bracha. And that the Gemara asked Meisvei, however, we learned the bracha that seems to contradict both points of Rabbi Chana and Nehem B'yechanan. We continue on top of Mem Vav Med Alf. The Braisa says, Ha'isa lulav. If someone is making a lulav on Erev Yom Tov, la'atzmei for himself, not for others, then Aimei says the following bracha, Baruch shechiyonu b'kimonu b'giyonu l'zman hazeh. Hashem should be blessed that he kept us alive and he has maintained us and he helped us reach to this point in time. Now that's the bracha of what's called zman of shechiyonu. Not Ulatzi's boy, when he finally comes to take it to fulfill the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, then he says, on Yom Tov, Baruch Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvaysa, blessed is he, Hashem, who sanctified us with his commandments, b'tzivonu on Netilas Lulav, and has commanded us to take the Lulav. Now, V'yafal pisha berich alav yom rishon, so the Braisa says, even though he made a bracha on the Lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, Chayz mevarach kol sheva, he goes and he says the bracha again, all 7 days, which that's one point that contradicts Rabbi Bochan and Nehem B'yechanan, where he said it was only one, and here the Braisa says all seven. The Braisa continues. Ha'isa sukkah la'atzmai emir. Someone that's making a sukkah for himself, he says, in the construction, he says, Baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu b'chulu, like we said regarding the lulav. Nechnes leishabah, when it comes yantar, he comes to sit in the sukkah, emir, then he says, the bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah, so b'tzivanu leishabah sukkah, that Hashem has sanctified us, and has commanded us in his mitzvahs, and has commanded us to sit in the sukkah. Now, v'kimin shebirchim rishon, so the Braisa says, once he made a bracha on the first day, shuvin mevarach, so he doesn't make a bracha anymore. Now, this Braisa seems to be like the opinion on the previous stop that says like Shmuel, but that's exactly the opposite of Rabbi Bochan and Nehem Yechanan. So the Gemara says, kashya lulav alulav, we have the contradiction of the Braisa on Rabbi Yechanan regarding lulav, where Rabbi Yechanan says one day, the Braisa says all 7 days, and kashya sukkah sukkah, we have the contradiction of sukkah, where Rabbi Yechanan says it's all 7 days, and the Braisa says only one day. So the Gemara first says, Bishlem alulav alulav like kasha. We can resolve the contradiction of lulav, because Khan, we could say that the Braisa is talking about, Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, and it was a reference to, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would make a bracha all 7 days, because in the Beis HaMikdash, actually, it is deraisa, as the Pasuk by V'lekach Melechem Rishon ends off, Esamach Mofnei Hashem Lekechem Shebas Yamim, that the rejoicing of the lulav is 7 days Lofnei Hashem, which means in the Beis HaMikdash, that's just like Rabbi Yechanan, who he said, the contingency of do you make a bracha every day or not depends if it's biblical or not. So when it says that they would make a bracha all 7 days in the lulav, that was in reference to the Beis HaMikdash, where there it is biblical all 7 days. Whereas Khan, Rabbi Yechanan was in reference to Bizman She'in Beis HaMikdash Kaim, when there's no Ma Beis HaMikdash. There the mitzvah is only Zeichel HaMikdash, only rabbinic, there would only be one day. So that resolves that contradiction. However, El HaSukkah HaSukkah Kashya, however, the Sukkah is definitely a contradiction, because Rabbi Yechanan's whole opinion was based on the fact that it's deraisa, which is all 7 days. And yet, the Braisa says clearly, you only make one bracha the first day. So how do we understand that? Now the Gemara says, Tanoihi. You're right, the Braisa is not like Rabbi Yechanan, but it's Machlekes Tanoim. And Rabbi Yechanan is going like the other Tana. The Tana, like learning the Braisa, a similar Machlekes is in a different area of Halacha. Regarding Tefillin, so called Zman Shemanichen, every time that you put on the Tefillin, even if you take it off and put it back on 100 times in one day, Mevarach Alein, you make a bracha on it, Divrei Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. Now, therefore, the same thing would apply to Sukkah, because although, as we explained the logic in the previous daf, that in a sense, the mitzvah of Sukkah is really like one long day, because there's no separation night and day, it's throughout the entire 7 days of mitzvah sitting in the Sukkah, however, you would still make a bracha on it every single day, because that would be this parallel of taking off tefillin and putting it back on, although there's one mitzvah to put it on every single day. However, we see that Rebbe holds, like Rabbi Yechanan, that every single time you put it on anew, you'll still make a new bracha. The same thing would apply, as Rabbi Yechanan says, regarding the mitzvah of sukkah every single day. However, Chachamim, they argue in Reb, and they say no. In mevarech l'shachas b'vad, you only make a bracha once in the morning when you're putting on the tefillin. And the same thing they would hold would apply to sukkah, that since it's like one long day, essentially, so it would be enough with a bracha on the first day. That's who the braisa was going like. So therefore, it's not a contradiction. It's different opinions. Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi, and this braisa will like the Chacham. Now, lahalacha itma, we learned, Abaya amma hilchasa ki Rabbi. Abaya says halacha is like Rabbi, that every single time you make a new bracha. V'rava amma hilchasa ki Rabban. Rava says, like the Rabban, no, like tefillin you only put on in the morning, that's when you make the bracha. So Amar Rav Mori, Barad the Bas Shmuel, he was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. He says, Chazina le Rava, I myself saw Rava, the Lo'avad Kishmaite. He didn't even do the way he said, Psak halacha. Rather, every time he put on the tefillin, he would make a bracha, even though he said, the halacha is like the chacham. Because Ella, rather, Makdim Bakoi, Va'ila Besakis. I saw he would get up in the morning, he would go out to the lavatory, V'nafiga Mashiyad, he would come out and wash his hands, Umanach tefillin mevarech, and he would put on tefillin, and he would make a bracha. When he needed to go to the bathroom again, Ayla Besakis, he would go to the lavatory. He would come out, wash his hands, and then put on tefillin and make a new bracha. So therefore, even he himself ended up following like Rabbi. And we also follow Rabbi, and therefore, Mavarchim Kol Shiva, the same parallel regarding the halachas of Sukkah, we make a bracha on the Sukkah every single day of the 7 days. Because although it's like one long day, it doesn't make a difference. Like tefillin, every time you put it on, you make a bracha. Now Rashi says that the same halacha would apply to lulav, that we also make a bracha every single day of the 7 days. Because although it's rabbinic, we make brachas on dirabbanan. Although that was a discussion that machlekes related on the previous daf, as we find our minhag is by Ner Chanukah, by Megillah, where they're all dirabbanan. And the reason why we make a bracha on dirabbanan is because we hold like Rav and Shmuel, they both go in the same opinion regarding lulav, and Ravin also, who is in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, he said that lulav is also 7 days, and therefore the halacha applies, not just sukkah is all 7 days, but the bracha on lulav is also for all 7 days. Now Amar Zutri says, Chazini le Rav Papi, I saw by Rav Papi, t'chol emes de monach tefillin mavarach. Every time he put on tefillin, like Rabbi, he would make a bracha. Now, Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi, the rabbinic, the Talmudic scholars of the yeshiva Ravashi, I saw that kol emes de mishamshibuhu. Every time that they just touch the tefillin, and that is because as Rashi brings, there's an obligation for somebody to touch his tefillin as much and as often as possible, which is a kavo chaymer from the tzitz, which the Gemara learns in Masech Tesumen, the Zayim HaBeis, where there it only says one name of Hashem, and yet there was an obligation for the Kohen Gadol to be constantly aware of it. The tefillin, which has many names of Hashem, the touching provides a person with that awareness that he's wearing all these names of Hashem. So when they would just touch and move the tefillin, Mevarchi, they would make a bracha on the tefillin. Now the Gemara goes to regarding the brachas on the lulav. So Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. As we mentioned before, the mitzvah of making a bracha on the lulav is for all 7 days. Rabbi Shuman Levi Amar, he says, yom rishon mitzvahs lulav. No, it's only the first day of Sukkot, which is a biblical commandment and the primary mitzvah of taking the lulav, and hence then you have to make a bracha. Bekama elach mitzvahs akim, he says, but from here on, it's just a mitzvah of the elders, which is a reference to Rabbi Yechon Mezakai and the Talmid Chacham with him. And since it's rabbinic, his opinion is that mitzvahs d'rabbanon do not require a bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Kama, he says, kol yom, every day, even the first day, mitzvah zakenim, it's a mitzvah of the elders, vafaliyim rishon, therefore it's even by the first day, and you never need to make a bracha. Because we don't make brachas on the rabbanans, according to their opinion. That the Gemara asks, what kaim alon do yom rishon d'araisa? What do we know? We know that the first day is d'araisa, so v'kach mechem b'yom rishon, which we brought a previous braisa that says that it is inclusive of any first day, including not just in the Beis Mikdash, but in Gevulon. So how could you say that the first day is a mitzvah zakenim and you don't make a bracha? Now the Gemara says, Ema, no, how you should read it is bar miyam rishon, except for the first day. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's his opinion, Sahin Rabbi Shimon Levi is exactly Rabbi Shimon Levi, that the first day you make a bracha and not the rest. Now the Gemara says, Ema, you're right, say v'chein om Rabbi Yitzchak, and so too Rabbi Yitzchak said like him. And the Gemara says, V'af Rav Sabah kol shiva mitzvah lulav. Rav also held, like those who hold, that the mitzvah to make a bracha on the lulav is for all 7 days, even though it is rabbinic, it still needs a bracha. As we find that Rav says a parallel for a different mitzvah drabbanan, that still you make a bracha on it. Hamadlik neiris al Chanukah, someone that lights the candle by the Chanukah neiris, which is a rabbinic mitzvah, tzarech levarach, you have to make a bracha, and therefore the same thing would apply over here also. Lulav all 7 days, even though the last 6 days are only drabbanan, it doesn't make a difference, you would still have to make a bracha. Now, once we introduce this halachas of lighting the Ner Chanukah, and the brachas on that. So B'yimri Yomer, he says, Harayin Ner Shel Chanukah. If someone just sees the Ner Chanukah, and that is, we're talking about somebody that didn't have the Ner Chanukah lit for him in his house, and he's walking in the Rosh Hashanah, and he sees the Ner Chanukah by the doorways of the Jewish people, where that's the mitzvah to put it by the doorway, so Tzarech Levarach. So then the first time he sees the Ner Chanukah, he has to make a bracha. So the Gemara is Mai Mevarach. So we said, you make a bracha under abundance, and our proof is from Rav, where you make a bracha by lighting the Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara asks, what is the bracha? What's the nusach bracha that one makes? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Rishon, the first day, Hamadlik Mevarach Shalish, the one who lights the Ner Chanukah, he makes three brachas. Haroi Mevarach Shtayim, the one who sees the Ner Chanukah, makes two brachas, which is the bracha of Shechiyanu and the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan, but he can't make a bracha of Lahadlik Ner because he just is seeing it, he's not actually lighting it. Now, Kamba Eilach, from after the first day and on, where there's no more halach of zman, of making shechiyanu, that's just when you come to that plateau, you already got there, then madlik mevarach shtayim, the one who's lighting it makes two brachas, which is the bracha of lahadlik ner and sha'asa nisim. V'roi mevarach achas, the one who sees it only makes one bracha, which is the bracha of only sha'asa nisim, because he can't make lahadlik ner. Now, umay mevarach, what is the bracha of the one who's lighting it? His bracha is Baruch Hashem Kedushanu B'mitzvayis HaBitzivanu Lahadlik Ner, and some of the Girsa Shel Chanukah, that Hashem has sanctified us in His mitzvahs and commanded us to light the Ners of Chanukah. Now, this is at the crux of the Machlekes about do we make brachas on Derabban Zanat, but the Gemara asks, according to this opinion that we're proving from Rav, that one does make a bracha on Derabbanan, but how do we understand the bracha? Behechin Tzivanu, where has Hashem commanded us? This is Derabbanan, later point in time, they introduced this mitzvah, where has Hashem commanded us? So the Gemara gives two answers. Miloy Sasser, there's a negative prohibition in the Torah not to deviate from what the sages tell you. Hashem is telling you, listen to the sages. If they introduce that, that's a commandment from Hashem. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says, based on the pasuk in Devarim, that says, Sha'al avicha v'yagetcha, ask your father and he'll tell you. Again, Hashem is basically telling you to listen to your elders, and that's Tzivanu. Now, some have the girsa in the parentheses, maima mayit. We said that the first day that you make three brachas and the rest you only make two. Which one are we excluding on the rest of the days? Zman, the bracha of Shechiyanu. Now, the Gemara asks, imem mayit nes. Maybe we shouldn't make sha'asa nisim. That's the one that we're saying will not be included in the rest of the days. And the Gemara says, no, nes kol yemi isa. The nes, the miracle of Ner Chanukah, was every single day. Because every single day it was that extension of that one little flask that continued lighting, and therefore that is appropriate to say every day. It's just the bracha of Shechiyanu was already, when you come to it in the beginning, that's when you make it, but not after that. However, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masnil Behedya, he actually learns that we were saying, we had this machlokes, do we make a bracha on the lulav all 7 days or not, which comes down to, do we make a bracha on the Rabban or not? So the first opinion quoted that from Rav in Halachas of Ner Chanukah, that we see he agrees that you do make a bracha on the Rabbanot. And Nachman Yitzchak learned it explicitly, that this of Rav, that was not by Ner Chanukah, that we had to then compare it to Lulav. He actually had it, Rav saying explicitly regarding Halacha of Lulav, that Amar Rav, Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav, that all 7 days you make a bracha, that there's a mitzvah of making a bracha on the Lulav. Nothing more goes back to the Brisa that was introduced, and says the full text of the Brisa. Turn on, we're in the Brisa. Ha'isa Sukkah La'atzmai. If someone makes a sukkah for himself, Sa'ima Baruch Shechiyanu V'chulu, as we start off this daf, that's, he makes the Shechiyanu, the Nichnas Leishabah, when he finally comes to sit in it, Anyamtav, Ha'ima Baruch HaShekedishanu V'chulu, which is Leishabah Sukkah. However, now the more continues with the rest of the Brayasa. Ha'isa Suya V'imedis, but let's say it was already there, and it was already built. There was nothing more, it was already, the structure was up from before sukkahs. So then the Brayasa says, Im Yochel Chadish Badavah, if he could introduce a new component in this construction of the sukkah, then he'll make a Shechiyanu when he does that in the building of the sukkah. Imlav, if there's nothing more, it's already up, then the Kashikonis Leishaba, then when he comes to sit down in the sukkah, when Yom Tov starts, then he makes both brachas of Leishaba sukkah and Zman together. However, Amar Vashri, Vashri actually says, that Chazinu Rav Kahana, I actually saw Rav Kahana, the Ka'amalahu Lekula Kasid the Kedusha. He said all the brachas. He didn't make Shechiyanu when he was building it, and he didn't say Leishiv when he was coming into the sukkah. He said both brachas when he was making Kiddush on the cup of wine, when he was starting off the Yomtiv, that's when he said Kiddush. Together with that, he said Leishiv B'sukkah, and together with that, he said a Shechiyanu. Turn by the Braisa related to this. Ha'ilafon of mitzvahs harbe. If someone had many different mitzvahs in front of him to do, to take the lulav, to sit in the sukkah, to put on tefillin, to put on tzitzis, he has all these mitzvahs in front of him. So what does he say? The Bray says, Baruch Hashem Deshanu B'mitzvayisav, blessed Hashem who has sanctified us with his mitzvahs, V'tzivonu ala mitzvahs, has commanded us on the commandments, and then he fulfills all his bracha obligations with one bracha. Pudaima he argues. He says, Mevarach akol achas v'achas b'vnei'atzma. No, you make every single bracha independent. Amr B'zeris, or B'zeris said an explanation, B'yitema, and some say it was Reb Chanin Bar Papa who said, Hilchas HaKreb Yehuda, Halachas Father HaKreb Yehuda. Now, Amr B'zeris, and Reb Zeris said, V'yitema Reb Chanin Bar Papa, my time to Reb Yehuda. What's the reason that of Reb Yehuda? Except like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, blessed is Hashem every single day. Now, question is, what does it mean you bless Hashem day, day? What do you mean you only bless Hashem by the days and not by the nighttime? What is the Pasuk coming to teach us? Rather, what the Pasuk is coming to teach you, every single day, bless Hashem from within the brachas that are specific and unique to that day. That's what it says, every single day is independent. Which means to say, on Shabbos, bless Hashem for Shabbos. On the weekday, bless Hashem for the weekday. On Yom Tov, bless Hashem for the Yom Tov, whatever Yom Tov it's going to be. And therefore, hachanami, b'chol davar davar, tein lamein b'chaisav. Every single mitzvah deserves its own single bracha. You can't just lump it together. Lulav is his own bracha. You have to be mindful of every single blessing and every single bracha, every single mitzvah independently. Now, another statement by Reb Zeira, which some say was Reb Chanin about Papa, Bar Reb Zeira, v'yitam Reb Chanin about Papa, says, Bayre, come in here, come and see. How different is the characteristic of Hashem and that of flesh and blood, of a human? Midas Bas Avdam, normally how it works by people, is Kli Reken, an empty vessel, we continue on to Amud Beis, Machzik. That's what retains something that is put into it. Mole Eina Machzik. But if you're putting something, you're adding something to something that's already full, it cannot retain that, it's going to overflow. Of a Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the characteristic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Mole Machzik. Something that is full can retain, can hold what Hashem is giving it. Reikun ena machzik. However, if it's an empty vessel, it actually cannot retain what Hashem is giving it. Shnei, like it says the pasuk in Devarim, says v'hoya im shemaya tishma begrema, that it will be that if someone will hear, as the pasuk there ends, b'koil Hashem lekecha, in the voice of Hashem your God, lishma lasis akometzoysev, he will safeguard and to do all the mitzvot of Hashem. Now, the question is, what's the redundancy? Im Shemaya Tishma, if hearing he will hear. So that the drasha is Im Shemaya. If someone is accustomed to hearing, then Tishma, then he'll be able to learn and to increase on what he has learned up until now. Vimlav, but if not, that when he's younger, he doesn't turn his ear to listen, then Loi Tishma, then he's not going to be able to hear. That is, after time, he's not going to have the ability to learn anymore. And that's the idea that a reikon, an empty vessel, is not machzik, will not be able to contain anything that's going to be put into it at a later point in time. That's one interpretation. Davach, another pshat is, Ib Shemaya biyashan. If you listen to the old, which means to say that if you review what you had learned once before that you heard, then tishma, then that's what the second term of, that you'll hear b'chadish in the new things. And that is, you'll be able to understand new insights from the old things that you have learned in the past, if you review it. However, as the Pasuk says in Devarim, Bim yifne levavcha, but if your heart turns away, and that is, you give up hope from what you had learned in the past to reviewing it, then shuv, then the Pasuk continues and says, then no more, loy tishma, then you won't be able to hear anymore. And that is, once your heart already has given up and turned itself away, then you're not going to hear anything anymore. As the Pasuk says, Bim yifne levavcha, v'leis tishma, if you turn your heart away, then you won't hear anymore. Now, the Mishnah said that on the seventh day, when everyone was finished with their lulav and esrog, miyat tinaikas v'chulu, that then the adults would grab away from the children their esrogim and eat it. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings the following machloikas. Amar b'yechna, esrog b'shvi asr. The esrog is forbidden to eat on the seventh day of Sukkot, even after people have finished fulfilling their chiyuvim, their obligations with the esrog, they're not going to use it anymore. And the reason is, as the Gemara will explain the reason, because he holds that the esrog becomes muktzah for its mitzvah for all 7 days. However, b'shmini mutter, in the eighth day of Sukkot, that of Shmini Atzeres, then there's no more, it wasn't set aside for taking the lulav and esrog, it's not taken on Shmini Atzeres, then it's going to be permitted to use for one's personal benefit. Sukkah, however, afilu b'shmini asura, however, the wood of what the sukkah is made of is forbidden to use as fuel on the eighth day of Sukkot of Shmini Atzeres, and the Gemara will explain the reason why is there any different than esrog, which they both conclude on the seventh day of Sukkot. However, Shlakish Rami, he argues, and he says, Estrig afil b'shvi'i namamutin. No, the Estrig is permitted even on the seventh day of Sukkot, from the time in the morning when one fulfills his last obligation with the lulav and Estrig, and now it's not standing anymore to be used as a mitzvah. Because he holds, as the Gemara will explain, it's only muktzah for its mitzvah, and no more, and therefore once the mitzvah is done, it's permitted to use. As the Gemara explains, but my kamifiki, what is the machlikis between the Rechon and Shlakish? So Marsav Rish Lakish held lemitzvasik iskatzai. It's only muktzah, which means it's set aside for its mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done in the morning of the seventh, so then the rest of the seventh you could use it for whatever personal purpose you want to use it for. However, Marsav Rabbi Yechon held lekulayam iskatzai. No, the day is the day when you use this estrig. So the entire day is set aside for this estrig being used as a mitzvah purpose. So even if you fulfill your mitzvah, it's still that day. Hence, it's going to be forbidden the entire seventh day and only permitted on the eighth day, that of Shemini Atzeres. Now, Eser Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlakish asked Rabbi Yechon's opinion from our Mishnah. As we quoted before, it said, Miyat Tinoikis, from the hands of the children, Shemtin Eser Luvei, and they would grab away the Lulavim from the children, V'oichon Estrigain, and they would eat their estrig. Now, that's going after they finish their Lulav and Estrig taking on this morning on the seventh day. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, so therefore, Rish Lakish has Rabbi Yechonon, my lav hu adin l'gedaylim. Wouldn't that sound like that the same thing would apply to adults? That the same thing if they took the Estrig from an adult, it also would be permitted to eat. Now, however, that's not like you, who you said the Estrig forbidden the entire seventh day. And then Rabbi Yechonon says, Loi, no. Tinaik is dafkid. Actually, we're talking about specifically by children, where there it wasn't a full-fledged muktzah for a full-fledged mitzvah, because children are not mechuyev midiraisa in taking lulav and esrog. However, by adults, where it's totally set aside for a complete mitzvah, then it would be forbidden for the entire day, and that's why it was just children that they took. Ikadarmi, those that say the question was in the reverse. It's Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked to Rish Lakish. We learned in our Mishnah, Miyara Tinoikish, and they would grab away the love from the children, Vochon esrog, and they would eat their esrogim. Now, we could be medayik, Tinoikish in. They only would grab it away from the children. G'daylim lo'i, they wouldn't take it away from adults. Why not? According to your Rish Lakish, once the mitzvah is over, even adults, you can use and eat the estrig. So that Rish Lakish would answer, no. Who did not fill a g'dayl? Truth would be that you could even grab it away from adults and eat it. V'haydik tanik t'naikis, and the reason why it says that that was their minig, they would grab it away from the children, is because urcha d'milsa g'tani, it was telling you what their minig was, because it's not the normative to grab it away from another adult and to eat his estrig. It is the children that they were able to grab it away, and that's where it says children, but really halachic, Rish Lakish says, the same thing would apply to adults too. Now the Gemara explains in greater detail their machlekes. Omle Rabbi Abaye, said l'Rabbi Yechonon, according to Rabbi Yechonon's opinion, maishno sukkah, why is it that the sukkah is forbidden, even on the eighth day of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, to use it for one's own personal benefit? And Maishno Esrog, why is Esrog different, where although it's forbidden on the seventh, but it's permitted to use it for one's personal benefit on the eighth day? Why is Shemini Atzeres different between Sukkah and Esrog? So Amalei, so Abai responded to Rav Papa, he says, Sukkah dechazi lebe nashmash is the mitzvah of Sukkah, the actual structure of that Sukkah, which is fit for its mitzvah the entire seventh day, which would even go into Bein Hashmashes, which is a doubtful period if it's part of the next day or part of the previous day. And therefore, halachically, we have to assume, at least, mitzad hasafik, out of doubt, that it's part of the seventh day. Now, what does it mean that the sukkah is fit for even the Bein Hashmashes going into the eighth day? Because de'imis ramali sudasa, if it happens to be that he has to eat a meal, bo'yimesiv begava, omecha begava, going into Shemini Atzeres, he has to sit in the sukkah in that Bein Hashmashes because it might be part of the seventh day. He's not allowed to eat out of the sukkah. So that Bein Hashmashes period, it's part of the seventh day. And you would have a mitzvah to sit in that sukkah. So it's katsoy le Bein Hashmashes. So the Bein Hashmashes, the twilight period, leaving the seventh day, going into the eighth day, has to be considered muktzah, because if you would need to, you would have to sit in the sukkah out of doubt that it's still part of the seventh day. Now, there's a halachic concept relating to muktzah, that what defines that whole day is based on the twilight period beginning of that day, which is called umigud iskatzoy le Bein Hashmashes. Now, since it became muktzah Bein Hashmashes period, iskatzoy le kuli yamid shmini, so we consider it muktzah the entire eighth day, because the Bein Hashmashes period, which is doubtful also from the next day, will define the entire eighth day, which it was muktzah because it was part of the seventh day possibly too. And that's why it's muktzah for even the eighth day. Whereas estrig delechaz le Bein Hashmashes, the mitzvah of using the estrig, has no utility by the twilight leaving the seventh day once you used it in the morning. So lo yiskatzoy le Bein Hashmashes, it's not muktzah for the twilight period. V'lo yiskatzoy le kol yom d'shmini, and therefore it's not muktzah for the eighth day. And that's the difference between estrig and sukkah. However, Levi Amar, he says, Esrog afilu b'shmini asr. He says, actually, that no, you're right, Esrog will be muktzeh and asr even on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres, because of the same migui. Since it's going to be asr, the Bein HaShemashes of the eighth day, because Bein HaShemashes, it's doubtful if it's part of the seventh day or not. Now, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that the seventh day is the entire day is asr. So he wants to say that the seventh day will include the Bein HaShemashes leaving the seventh day, because maybe it's part of the seventh day. Now, once the Bein HaShemashes leaving the seventh, going to the eighth is asr, so even though it's not fit for Bein HaShemashes, but since it's part of the day of the seventh day, so therefore it's going to be forbidden for the entire eighth day too, because Bein HaShemashes is part of the seventh day possibly in halacha, and therefore the same thing applies for the eighth day. Vavu d'shmol amar, however, he says, Esrog b'shvi asr, it's only on the seventh day that's asr, but b'shmini mutter, like Rabbi Yechanan, however, that on the eighth day it is permitted. However, the Gemara does tell us that subsequently, Kamavu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, ended up retracting his opinion, and he ended up saying, Bishitasi de Levi, he ended up taking on the opinion of Levi, that Esrog is going to be Asr even on the eighth day. Whereas Kam Reb Zeira, Bishitasi de Avu de Shmuel, and that Reb Zeira ultimately ended up taking the stance of like the father of Shmuel, who he said in the Beis Medrash, that on the seventh day it's going to be Asr, but on the eighth day it's going to be Mutter. The Kam Reb Zeira, like we find Reb Zeira said, that Esrog Shenifsla, regarding an Esrog that became invalid, which is just an added chiddush to say that even if it became pasul, still it's going to be asr la'achle, even though it's not, you can't utilize it for the mitzvah because it's pasul, still it has the halacha on it of muktzah, and therefore it's going to be forbidden to eat it, kol shiva, all 7 days, which it started off that it was set aside for 7 days. However, what we do see is that he says, like the father of Shmuel, that however, that on the eighth day, it will be mutter. And once the Gemara introduced from Reb Zeira, the Gemara brings another halacha from Reb Zeira. Amar Reb Zeira, lo liknei inish hayshana liyinuka. A person should not give over an acquisition, acquire his hayshana, which is a reference to the lulav bundle, to a child as a gift before he has fulfilled his chiyuv. He should not do that. If it's b'yamitav akama, on the first day of Yom Tov, my timer. Yinuka mikni kani, because a child could acquire things, at least rabbinically, because Rabbanan were misakin that he could acquire things for himself. However, knuy le makni. However, he cannot go ahead and then return the hakna. He cannot be makni it to someone else, to his father as a gift, because he has no das. And that some, you need to have das to be able to be makni something to something. Bishtakech, the kanafik belulav she'enish lai. And then it would come out that the father, if he lets his son use the, you give a matana to people. They can use it. The first day it says, lakachtem lachem. It has to be shalachem. It has to be yours. Can't be borrowed. Can't be stolen. Now, father can use it. Once he uses it, then he can give a gift to anybody else, even if it's almanas lahachzer. However, the son, he can get it, but he can't give it back. And therefore, what he's saying is, don't give it to your son to be yetzer before you yourself use it, because what's going to happen is, you're going to be maknet to him. It'll be lachem for him. He'll be able to use it and fulfill his chiv. But he's not going to have to remakne it to the father. And therefore the father is going to be using his sons, and it won't be lachem, and therefore he won't be fulfilling his chiv on the first day of Yom Tov, of lakachtam lachem, b'yem rishon. Another halacha from Bezeri, Vamer Bezeri says, lo yilema inish liyinuka, again related to a child. A person should not tell a child, diyahivna loch midi, I'm going to give you something, I'm going to give you a prize. Lo yohiv lei, and he's not going to give it to him, a person should not do that. Shem da'asi la gmuri shikr, you're teaching your son about lying. Like it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, limdu l'shoinim dabar shaker. They train their tongues to say words of falsehood. Because you're going to tell them, oh, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this, and you don't follow through. Don't do that because you're teaching them about the act of lying. Now, related to what we discussed before, the Gemara says, u'beplukte b'yechen v'shim ben lakish. Their machlekes was argued between Rav and Ravasi to, they argue on the same machlekes. Like it was said, hifrish shiva estregen l'shaviyam. If somebody separated, he designated 7 esrogim for the 7 days of Sukkot. In other words, every single day he wanted to take a different esrog. So Amar Rav, Rav says, "Kol achas va'achas yitzba va'oich lo la'altar." Every single day, you take it, you fulfill your chiv, and you can eat it right after you use it. Rav Asi Amar, he says, "No, kol achas va'achas yitzba." Every single day you use that day's esrog va'oich lo la'machar. The following day is when you can eat it. So the Bavai Kamifuk, on that the Gemara says this same machlokes. Marsav a Rav held the mitzvasa iskatzoy. He held like Rish Lakish. There's only muktzah for the mitzvah. Once you do the mitzvah, it's no more muktzah, even though it's still that same day. Umarsav HaRavasi held, L'kulia miskatzai, it's muktzah for the entire day, not just for the mitzvah, and that's like Rabbi Yechanan. Now, so Rashi tells us that since Rav Asi and Rabbi Yechanan follow along the same opinion, so the halacha is like them, and therefore it will be forbidden on the seventh day of Sukkot, but it will be permitted on the eighth day, which that leads us into the next question that the Gemara says. And therefore, since it's permitted on the eighth day, it's just forbidden on the seventh day, v'hanan, but however us, the Islam that we have on the eighth day, in other words, Shmini Atzeres, we have Trei Yomi, we have 2 days. In Gullus, we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So the question is, hey Chavdinan, how should we do? Should we say the Esrog is going to be forbidden the first of the last days? Because we have 2 days, because we're not sure, is it Shmini Atzeres or is it the seventh day of Sukkot? And that's where we have Simchas Torah, that maybe it's the ninth day or maybe it's really the eighth day. And therefore, the question that the Gemara is asking, what do we do? We said the seventh day is forbidden, the eighth day is permitted. But our eighth day is maybe eighth, maybe seventh. And that's why we have a ninth day, which is maybe ninth, maybe eighth. So Amar Baya Baya says, Shmini Savik Shvi Aser. The eighth day in Gullus, in the diaspora, which is possibly the seventh day, is forbidden to have a nafamit, because it might be the seventh, and we said it's us of all 7 days. Tashi Savik Shmini Mutter. However, Simchas Torah, the ninth day, which is doubtful, the eighth day, then it's going to be permitted, because even if it's the eighth day, it's already permitted. Reima Amar, he says, Afila Shmini Safik Shvi Mutter. No, he says that even Shmini Atzeres, even though it's a doubt if maybe it is the seventh day of Sukkot, it's still going to be permitted. The Gemara tells us that Besura Avdi Kim Reimer, and Surah, they would follow Reimer, and they permitted on Shmini Atzeres. Rav Shisha Baridav Idi, however, he was Avid Kabaya, and on Shmini Atzeres, he would not use it up until Simchas Torah, because maybe it's really the seventh day. The Gemara concludes, the Hilchas are Kabaya. The Halachas like Abaya, that the Esrog is going to be forbidden not only on Hoshana Rabbah, but even on the following day on Shmini Atzeres, because actually it might be the seventh day of Sukkot, and therefore it's only going to be permitted on Simchas Torah on the ninth day of Sukkot.